So someone decided to conduct a poll. BuzzFeed had it, where they asked about common situations that we go through in life and if you found them awkward or not. All right?
Okay.
So like making eye contact with someone you don't know.
Sure, that can be awkward.
Yeah, 54%.
Unless you are trying to say something like, hey, you cute. Right? If you're trying to flirt.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I was out with my wife at a restaurant on...
Oh, don't flirt with your wife.
On Saturday.
There. Yeah.
No, on Saturday night. And we were just kind of looking around the restaurant. And she had said something like, hey, you know, check out this couple or whatever. And so I turn around and I look. And then she turns and like almost... there was no way she could have heard my wife say that. But it was almost like a sixth sense that she had.
Oh, boy.
Because she turns her head and we both lock eyes for a good, like, a whole second.
Oh, wow.
And I turned back around. I was like, wow, that was awkward.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh,
yes,
boy.
I would say that would be awkward. What about when you're playing with your phone and maybe in public and a random kid watches you over your shoulder?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just be careful what you're watching.
Most awkward. Yeah, right. Standing at the grocery store counter after, maybe like you go, oh my gosh, I forgot milk. You know, go run and get milk. And,
yeah.
and they're checking out and it's like a race against time.
Yes.
And it's, you're just like, oh gosh, she's getting to the end. You know, my cashier's getting to the end. What are we doing?
They're not back. They're not back.
My
husband's
not back yet. What do I, oh gosh, I got it. Yeah. Awkward. Or maybe it's like me. Where my brain fails me at the worst possible moments. And it's like, okay, I'm saying goodbye to people that I know I should know their names by now.
Oh, no.
And I there are three people there, and I say goodbye. And it's like, hey, bye. And I say two of the names, and I'm like,
oh, huh. No, and, if you don't know all the names, don't say any of the names. Just
I
say
know.
Bye, guys.
It was one of those
good
things where I started down the path of saying names, and I realized right after I said the first name,
no.
I wasn't going to be able to get to the third one.
Oh, no, 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 no. And bye, and you.
I can't
good
say.
Good to see you again.
I can't say bye, Phil and others. So yeah, awkward for sure when your brain fails you at the worst possible moment.
That's not good.
Another one, when you have to think of your order on the spot in front of the cashier at a restaurant.
Okay.
You've had time to study the menu.
Yes.
But then it's your turn. And your mind goes blank, and you're like, oh, gosh. And you
forget what I just thought I wanted.
Or
yes.
You second guess, and there are people behind you, and there's pressure. Yeah, most people
are
saying
that. Yeah, you had all this
awkward.
Time to make your decision. Now it's your turn. Why are you not saying it?
This is one that wasn't on the list, but again, when someone says something, you don't quite hear what they say. So then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, what'd you say? And so they repeat it. And you still don't get it after the second time they said it. And so you're just like, I can't ask them to say it again.
No. And then you're just like, oh, yeah.
You just like nod and smile. Uh-huh. And you're like hoping that it wasn't a question.
Right.
Again, just within recent memory, this happened to me where then they're just looking at you, waiting for you to respond. And then I had to go, I'm sorry. I really...
Still didn't understand you.
I didn't get you.
Still didn't get
right,
that.
Right. I still didn't understand the words that you were saying in English out of your mouth into my ears. My brain didn't comprehend what you
Let
said.
Let me lean in. Can you say it a little bit closer to my ear hole?
Yeah. We'll tweet out the rest of the list. It's kind of funny there. But yeah, awkward. I mean, these are common situations that just turn awkward for the right people.
Yeah, I mean, there was really only one on the list where only 32% thought it was awkward when a stranger asked you for directions. The rest of them are just like, yeah, we agree, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not really bothered by that. If someone asked me, now, I will say, and this has happened to me before, when someone asked me for directions, I will tend to say that that is a little bit awkward, because then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm put on the spot. I can't like look up. And who doesn't have Google Maps anymore?
Exactly. And then you could say, well, can you look it up on Google Maps?
But I, you know, if someone's just like, hey, do you know where this road is? And I'm like, okay, I've lived here a really long time. I should know. And your brain.
It's awkward if you don't know.
I know. And your brain's
how to give
like,
the directions.
Your brain's like, okay, you know this, Ben. Uh-huh. You know what to say in this situation.
But how do I tell them how to get there?
Okay.
Here?
You go straight down this road, and there's an old Kmart. Now, it's not a Kmart anymore, but it's
you're the worst person to ask for directions.
So you want to turn right at the old Kmart.
No, it's like, let me see your phone. Let me help you download Google Maps if you don't have it.
It's a big building that looks like it could have been a Kmart. You want to turn right there.
Uh-uh.
You want to take that.
No.
You want to take that to the...
You're the last person to ask for directions
to the old
anywhere
Jillian's.
In this town.
Now, again, the Jillian's isn't there anymore either.
Yeah, not so sure what it is now, but you know what I mean, though.
You're going to want to then turn left on Barrett, or maybe that's Baxter. I don't know. It might. It's one of those two.
No.
So it's one of those names starts with a B.
Oh, my God.
And then you go about, I don't know, three more minutes.
This isn't even real, and I'm...